time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
With us today on Intelligent Investing, Justin Anderson, president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. And Justin, the pool of qualified investment analysts is one that is shrinking.
That's right. So since 2000, we've had a growing population, a growing economy, and that means a growing wealthy population. And now we have retiring baby boomers, 10,000 turning 65 every day until 2030. That's obviously a growing population of people needing financial advice, but there's a small problem. There are currently more certified financial planners over the age of 70 than there are under 30. And actually, about 43% of financial advisors are over 55, and about one-third of the current advisor workforce is planning on retiring over the next 10 years. So we don't have enough people in the pipelines to meet the growing demand. To maintain the current service levels, even when you factor in all the recent financial technology increases, the wealth management industry will need to recruit and train 240,000 new advisors. But there aren't enough college and university programs available, and the wirehouse firms that train their own advisors, they have low graduation rates and then low retention rates as well. So I got three takeaways from all this. First, for curious students out there, the wealth management industry plays a much-needed role to society, and it should be in very high demand in the future. Second, advisors and clients need to prepare for this upcoming transition and focus on succession planning at their firms. And third, individuals need to decide what level of human-to-human interaction they require in a financial advisory relationship. With shrinking advisor availability, face-to-face will become harder and harder to find.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Manny.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.